Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 7:05 on this hump day, May 10th. I'm Mike Dober with you, and always fun to get around this guy. Joining me in the studio right now, Michael Shinneberry with the Cloudcroft Light Opera Company. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, I tell you what, it's good to have you here, and the fun is getting ready to get started up in Cloudcroft.
I know that you don't just say that as a way of introduction, because you've been in the audience at the Melodramas.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm known up there.
You have a reputation. You are very participatory. When you speak, it's like that old E.F. Hutton commercial. When Mike Durler speaks,
everybody listens.
Yes.
And everybody goes, get him out of here.
The more participation we have, the far better it is for the actors on stage. You don't know when you're up there and the audience just doesn't laugh at what you think is funny in the jokes. It has an effect on your ability to perform well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember a couple of years ago up at the Clock Pavilion, I had hollered out a comment and somebody looked at me and didn't do nothing. Then they went on. And then as they went a few lines later, she looks back out at me and goes, now?
Like, oh, okay.
I mean, that is so much fun up there. You guys do a stupendous job. It's a fantastic job. With the actors and everything, and everybody gets involved. And of course, I had to make an allude to it at the Thrive Awards banquet when I hollered out, hey, Mike, where's the popcorn?
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah, I figured you did.
We did do the Thrive Entertainment. At least we hope it was entertaining.
It was. For, it had me chuckling.
For the annual awards banquet. Stephanie asked us to do that some months back, and we just... You know, anytime we can go out and make fools of ourselves, hey, we're there.
Okay, I'm right in there with you, so it sounds good and stuff. Well, let's talk about Clock.
All right.
When does all the performances start, and what are going to be some of the performances? I mean, I'm getting antsy now.
Well, we're back up and running full scope.
Yeah.
As usual, the first one will be in May, and that will...
That's this month.
That is, yeah. This is May already, if you can believe it. May 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Oh, boy.
And June 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
And then the weekend preceding July 4th and the two weekends after that. So that one will have 3, 4, 5, 7 performances.
Wow.
And then Labor Day weekend, the weekend after that will be a break, and we'll come back and always do the Lumberjack Day weekend, which you guys usually are up there broadcasting live.
Right, yeah.
So those are the three dates this year. Yeah. The melodrama that starts here at the end of the month is called Shootout at Hole in the Wall, or Thou Shalt Aim for Honesty.
That one already sounds like it's going to be funny.
If you don't know what a melodrama is, and beforehand we always set out the chairs.
Yeah.
People come by, and tourists, and say, what's going on? We're doing a melodrama. What's a melodrama? Here's what I tell them. Go on YouTube. If you're not old enough to remember, I'm old enough to remember. I grew up on this stuff. And look up Rocky and Bullwinkle, Snidely Whiplash, Dudley Do-Right, and Nell. Melodrama is, there's a bad guy who tries to get the girl. There's a good guy who saves the girl, sometimes in a bumbling, fumbling manner.
Yeah.
And there's the activity that runs around it, but that's a melodrama.
Yeah.
Always generally takes place in the Old West or something along those lines, late 1800s, early 1900s. Now you know what a melodrama is.
Yeah.
So just like that, we'll have the good guy, the bad guy, the girl who's the ingenue sometimes, who's clueless about what's going on, but the good guy comes in, saves the day, and... That's I've looked at the script for Shootout at Hole in the Wall, and that's what happens. Now this particular melodrama was written by a guy whose name is Schubert Fendrick. I saw that and I said, that cannot be his real name. Schubert Fendrick, come on.
Oh,
so I looked up. That's the one thing nice about the internet. I looked up Schubert Fendrick, and he's the guy that started Pioneer Drama Services, where we get a lot of our scripts.
Wow.
Started it in 1963 in Cody, Wyoming.
Wow, good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He borrowed a press, wrote melodramas for small theaters, and it grew from there. He passed away in 1989. But yes, there really was a Schubert Fendrick.
Oh, man.
And you can tell a lot of his melodramas, the humor that runs through the plot. So turn of the century, Wyoming, in hole-in-the-wall country, we have cool characters and cool actors and actresses.
Don't you?
Well, yeah, there's that. Ma Fritter and Paul Fritter.
All right, I like that. They got a son, Apple Fritter, by any chance?
Yes, he is the apple of their eye.
Okay.
Ma Fritter is Jan Waffle. Now, she is directing with Jim Follin, who is co-directing.
Yeah.
And Jan, of course, is the Otero County film liaison within the community. Paul Fritter is Joe Shula. He and his daughter have been active in the past in activities. So Ma is about 50. You know, she's a typical Western frontier woman, gingham dress, and trying to make ends meet. Julie Harper is being placed by played by Sarah McGoran, and a lot of folks know Sarah. She's worked with us, I think, for 3 years, but she's also active in musical theater here in Alamogordo.
Right.
And her current role is in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So if you've seen Alamogordo Music Theater, you've seen Sarah.
Yeah.
A young lady by the name of Hannah is playing Julie's younger sister, who's about 16. She's a tomboy, and that's Daffy Harper.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Prudence Pringle.
Well, you got to have a Prudence in
yes,
there.
You do. Yes, you do. Unfortunately, with these Pringles, you can only have one.
That one went right by me. Huh?
Yeah. Alana Alarcon is playing that part. And for her and for several of our actors and actresses, this is their first time on stage.
Wow.
Most of them are youth. I envy the youth. They can come up there. They memorize their lines in it seems like a couple of weeks. Not only do they memorize their own lines, but when you, as an adult, flub a line or forget a line, they'll say, hey, that line is.
Yeah.
They seem to know the whole script.
Wow.
But Alana is playing Prudence Pringle. Now, the Alarcon family in Cloudcroft, their son is Ozzie Alarcon. I don't know if you're familiar with Ozzie.
I'm not sure I am.
Ozzie is about 16, 17. When he was 12 years old, he sat down at the piano, taught himself to play, and he's written these complicated, beautiful pieces of music. The first time I heard it, I said to him, those sound like film scores.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to write film scores. He is a musical genius, a musical prodigy. And he is in this also as Horace, the very brave hero.
All right.
So the family is involved, and some of the other family will be doing behind-the-scenes stuff and that sort of activity. Not everybody wants to be on stage, although I will say people will join Clock. They'll say, I don't want to be on stage. Next thing you know, they're on stage. Pinky is being played by Sarah's brother, Daniel. This is his first time on stage. He's a good boy gone bad, so he is one of the bad characters. Not the worst. Abner is being played by George Mitchell. George is a longtime member. His wife, Marty, does a lot of our photography and maintains our website. And you can go on our website, and I'll give you that here in a little while and let you know what it is. See pictures from past performances and look at the schedule of events. The bad guy, the scoundrel who's dressed in black, and you know the panhandler, George Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Always comes out and says, you may not know who the bad guy is, but here's a hint. He's dressed in black.
Yeah.
That is Tim Conrad. And this is his first Clock production as well. Clock
really?
Light Opera Company, yeah. Also on the stage is a young lady, Sienna Infante.
Mm-hmm.
Sienna is playing Cattle Kate, who is a swaggering, overbearing woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sienna's father is the worship leader, and Sienna is part of the worship team at First Baptist Church in Cloudcroft. Mm-hmm. Her father is the worship leader. He'll be doing some sound for this. It's kind of like the family that gets involved in Clock together. One, you bring along the rest of them.
There you go.
I mentioned that Ozzy is playing Horace, and our panhandler will be George Collins.
All right.
So those are our characters, and those are the actors and actresses who will be playing them. And I said that Jan is directing. She's also acting. Jim Folan, who I've known for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Jim is co-directing. Now, Jim, I've directed a couple of melodramas, and my first one, I said to Jim, hey, Jim, you know, I think you'd be perfect for this part. And Jim was, well, I don't know. You know, I'm not very outgoing. You've been there when Jim's been on stage, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came up, and let me tell you, everything he says, I'm not outgoing, wrong. Everything.
Yeah.
He is a wonderful, wonderful actor who excels at playing befuddled old men.
Yeah. I could do that, too. But anyway.
that's our cast and our characters for Hole in the Wall. Our website is Cloudcroft Theater, spelled theatre.com.
Okay.
Cloudcroft Theater. Go to that. Look at some of the past performances. You'll be able to see what's upcoming. You'll see pictures from things we've done before. And it's a great introduction to, if you've never been there, kind of what you'll see is going on stage.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to join, we meet the second Thursday of every month, which is, that's this week.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock. In the winter, we meet at the electric co-op room, but now it's warm enough. We can meet in the pavilion where the productions are held. $10 to join, $20 for a family, no matter how many are in your family. And we will put you to work doing things that you want to do. If you want to be a prompter, if you want to be that person who, when you flub a line, comes out on stage and waves the script and says, here's the line. You've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah.
And the prompter as an actor or actress is just as important as those on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have people to do props. Some of our actresses and actors are doing props as well. Somebody has to do costuming, sound, lights, in the concession stands. There are a lot of things that need to go on, that need people to do it, and the actors and actresses tend to get all of the publicity, but man, there are so many people behind the stage that deserve equal kudos.
First of all, the popcorn popper.
they start early
because at the melodramas at the Clock, the Cloudcroft Light Opera Company Pavilion, 95% of the popcorn is not eaten. It's thrown.
Yeah. Yep. And we have to clean that up afterwards.
Yeah.
I think I may hold the record for having popcorn thrown at me as a bad guy.
Well, you know, and sometimes the funniest thing I've ever seen is the villain pulls out a bag of popcorn and starts throwing it back. I mean, that floored me.
I have to say that we take up donations. All of the performances are free. You want to get the best popcorn seats. We start at 7:30. Start coming early at 6:30. We'll set out chairs about 6. And that will give you especially if you're kids, give you the closest place to throw that popcorn.
Yeah.
And we will have people that show up and start laying out seats and sitting down and waiting for the fun to begin.
Yeah.
And performances are free. We do take up donations. Those go for the most part, for scholarships for kids. We give out 6 scholarships a year, I think, $500 scholarships.
Wow.
We've given out over the course of Clock, which is more than 30 years. We started on the back porch of the Chamber of Commerce, and pretty soon things expanded, and we need a facility.
Yeah.
But we've given out more than $125,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
You don't have to be from Cloudcroft. We look at, do you have an interest in the arts? Have you painted? Are you a musician? Are you in choir? If you have an interest in the arts, that's important in your college scholarship application. And you can go to, I believe, I have to look, but if you are interested, get a hold of us and will send us a message on Facebook or go to our webpage, and we're advertising now for scholarship applications.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come back to that in a second.
All right.
You mentioned something there about the arts. Now, I interviewed the folks from the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts, and I've always felt, because like where I come from, we've got an old theater that's been turned into a performance theater like the Flickinger Center.
Just like Mickey Rooney. Yeah, we got a barn. Let's put on a show.
There you go. That's it. But the arts are very, very important to society, I think. It's, you know, the younger we can get people exposed to the arts, the better. Now, with Clock, what a fun way to get exposed to the arts. I mean, it's fantastic. You look at some of those kids that you've got up on stage, they're gaining valuable experience, and New Mexico is one of the hubs of entertainment and acting and performances and movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great start for them to get involved with the arts.
We've had some of our folks be extras, Better Call Saul, some of those performances.
Really?
If you look at our sets, they look great. You know why? Professional artists. Jim Follin's one. We've had others through the years. Professional artists are actually painting those sets.
Wow.
And I have always said, I know this makes some people mad, but I've always said, you're not going to see a 70-year-old man playing in the Super Bowl on the 50-yard line.
No.
However, you look at the artists, the musicians. You can go to the Flickinger Center and see artists of all ages, including older artists, still plying their trade, still entertaining people. I have seen
Michael Martin Murphy.
Yes.
Won. Yeah.
I went to, I believe, Asleep in the Wheel has been here. Ray Benson.
Sawyer Brown.
Mm-hmm. So you have all of these incredible, talented people who, to the end of their life, will perform for audiences.
Yeah. And it's almost like a situation where it's not about the money. I just want to perform.
Yes.
I want to share my craft, you know. And it is a great thing. So
people hunger for that.
They do.
That's part of our creative makeup.
And I think after the last couple of years, people really hunger for it right now.
Yeah.
You know, I really think lighthearted, good time, fun. And I tell you what, when you guys are putting on the melodramas up at Clock, for us folks down here in Alamogordo, it's like going where it's cool. So, you know, going up that mountain where it's cool.
It's cool and we're cool.
Yeah, there you go. No doubt about it. So the first one, the title again is
Shootout at Hole in the Wall or Thou Shalt Aim for Honesty. Melodramas always have second titles.
Oh, yeah.
And that will take place starting at the end of the month. Our performance dates are May 26th, 27th, 28th. And June 2nd and 3rd. The one in July is still being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be directed by a young lady who grew up acting on stage, directed her first melodrama last year, did a wonderful job, Kenzie Lynn,
mm-hmm.
and she is in the process of picking out that script.
Okay.
That will be, as I said, starting the weekend before July 4th and the two subsequent weekends, seven performances. And then in September, Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch or The Perfumed Badge.
Haven't you guys done that one already?
We have.
We wait
a few years and pick out some of our more popular.
I think so. That title is so familiar.
That'll be Labor Day weekend, which is, I believe, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd,
mm-hmm.
and then coming back for the Lumberjack Day event, because we always get a lot of performance or folks in the audience at that time.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned at the top of the hour, we want you to come boo and hiss and cheer and throw popcorn and make the bad guy feel bad.
Yeah.
And the good guys feel good. Heroic.
Yeah. You know, you've had last year, you had one of the performances, I can't remember which one it was, people were actually booing, didn't realize they were booing the good guy.
Yes, that's why George...
that's a cool twist.
That's why George comes out and says, you know, it's usually the bad guy in black, but
usually,
just never know. We did one a few years ago where one actor played two characters.
Oh,
that was really interesting, and I think we're going to be doing that one again.
Oh man, that is hilarious! Mm-hmm. It is going to be a great time. I tell you what, Mike, I can't wait. And I've given you my card. Send me all the information.
Will do.
Get it on. And hey, feel free to you know how to do it. Feel free to cut a 30-second spot.
Working on that,
and send them to me so we can get that on the air and stuff, because we love supporting Cloudcroft and the Clock Pavilion and all the things you do, because, as you said, when it comes down to it, you guys do it to put on a great entertainment up in Cloudcroft, mm-hmm. but the end result is kids get scholarships.
Right.
That's a cool thing right there.
I think the more fun we have, the more donations we get.
Yeah.
We have had everything from $250, $350 per performance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get some really generous folks, more than $1,000. Yeah. And because of that, we are able to bless those kids who are going on to college. On our Clock members Facebook page, somebody the other day put up a picture of a young woman who just recently got her medical degree in something to do with ophthalmology or something. I have to go back and look specifically. But there was a notation that when she was young, she just came to all of those Clock performances and just had the fun time, got a scholarship from us, and now look where she is.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yep.
And you guys and all of your crew have a great time doing it. The show times are what time again?
They are, for this first one, they are coming up on May 26th, 27th, and 28th, and June 2nd and 3rd. I realized when I joined in 2013 that at some point before then, the brain cells in me that keep you from making a fool of yourself died off and didn't bother to inform me.
Well, what happened with me was, I'm 69 now, and what happened with me was when I was 19 and 20, I think I drank them off.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so this is where I'm at now.
Yeah, mine just died a natural death.
Okay.
You know, that happens, I think, when you get up into your older years.
Yeah.
You just don't care anymore.
That's it.
You've done your life. Now it's time to let that inner kid come out.
Come out and just have a good time. Well, it will be a good time. Clock has always done a great performance. I have never seen, I've been to quite a few, I've never seen anybody walk away and go, well, that was a waste of time. Mm-hmm. It's never a waste of time. It is always a great performance. It will leave you laughing. You will leave there having a good time. As a matter of fact, there's been a couple of times we left there. I had to run over to Dusty's to get some pie to get re-energized. Uh-huh. I blew all my energy there at the Clock having so much fun.
I know I have, when I've been on stage, I know I've come in the green room and said, hey, Mike Durler's here.
Oh, Lord.
We know it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good show because he can't keep his mouth shut.
And, you know, we appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, and we talked about it a little bit. The actors like that.
Yep.
Audience participation. They love that.
Yep.
You know, what is it about that helps them with the performance?
It gives you more energy. If you just think, if you throw your lines out and nothing happens, it seems to be nothing more than a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw your lines out and you get some audience participation, we break the traditional fourth wall in theater. We interact with the audience.
Yeah.
And when you feel that energy, you give that energy back, and it dominoes in an uphill manner. It increases your confidence. You know that you're having an impact with that audience.
Yeah.
I know one time I was playing the bad guy, and occasionally we'll throw some lines out there that are not in the script. You've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Audience doesn't necessarily know it. The rest of the cast and crew are going, uh-oh, where's he going with this? But I was getting pelted with popcorn and bemoaning my situation. And I go down to my knees, and I said something to the effect of, and I am consigned to eternal torture with the popcorn demons. And the audience just lost it. Wasn't in the script, but you know what? It was in the lines every performance after that.
Oh, wow.
Because you knew you had made an impact. And sometimes in exits and entrances, we won't just do stage left or stage right. We will come in or leave right through the audience.
Yeah.
So we are right there.
Yeah.
And they get an up-close look, and we can interact with them.
A couple of years ago, and I can't remember what performance it was, I'm sitting there, and I keep looking over at this person going, they are dressed weird, you know. And about halfway through the show, they get up and get up on stage. I'm like, what?
Yep.
So, yeah, you guys do all kinds of things up there.
Yeah, we have a great room full of props and costumes. You saw the costumes we were wearing at the Thrive event.
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm colorblind, if you saw what I was wearing at the Thrive event. So I have no fashion taste or sense or style anyway. But we were there, and I'm looking for costumes, and I said, what clashes the most and what will just really stand out in a bad way? And before you know, this, wear this. I mean, it looks okay to me, but...
Oh boy, we can have some fun with you now.
Yeah, you know, if you're married and you're in clock and you don't have a fashion sense, you don't want to make your wife mad at you. Does this look good? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that looks great. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. Folks, Cloudcroft Light Opera Company, Clock. Check out their, what's the webpage again?
It is, let's see, I want to give you the correct one. It is Cloudcroft Theater, and that is THEATRE, not ER, but RE.com.
Okay.
And thanks to Marty Ware for taking all of those great photographs. And over earlier years, we've had other folks, Bill Denny took photographs for us, others did, but in recent years, it's been Marty, and she takes some great pictures.
All right. It's going to be a fantastic season. Can't wait for this season of Cloudcroft Light Opera Company up in Cloudcroft. Kicks off this 26th and 27th, right?
Yes, and 28th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Folks, make plans. The shows are at 7 o'clock. Make plans to get up to Cloudcroft. Go up early and eat at Dusty Boots, and then come over to the Clock Pavilion. I just saw that plug out there. So,
but, Dusty has a great green chili cheeseburger.
He does. There's no doubt about that. And come over to the Clock Pavilion and just have yourself a great time. Make sure that you set money aside for lots of popcorn. So
we love sweeping it off the stage.
There you go. So, Michael, anytime you want to come in and talk about Clock, we would love to have you.
We appreciate it.
And we appreciate what the Cloudcroft Light Opera Company does for kids, for scholarships, and just the fun you guys have and do it. It's great entertainment. And if you have not been to a melodrama up in Cloudcroft at the Cloudcroft Light Opera Company Pavilion, you got to go. Don't delay another year. Get there this year. You will become a fan, and you will become addicted.
As we say for good luck, before we go on the stage, break a leg.
There you go.
Yep.
Sounds good. Michael Shinneberry, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
You betcha.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.